En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Who's the best in the NFL?
What do we do with what we have? And the sample size only continues to grow. And so just to recap from last week, week 8, Detroit was 1, Indy 2, Philly was 3, Buffalo 4, Kansas City 5, and the Rams were at 6. Mm-hmm. And so with the new results that we have, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper into some of the wins and losses that these teams have, and I've got three tiers that are just on the outside looking in. The bottom tier, and so I think the playoff field is starting to be set.
Yes.
And if you're looking at it, I'm not going to go through all the divisions, but I think in the AFC, the division that gets three teams in, AFC West, probably going to be Denver, the Chargers, and Kansas City.
No argument here.
Not shocking there. And in the NFC, I think there is a division that gets three in, but it's not the North, because I don't think the Bears are actually going to do it, and certainly the Vikings aren't this year. I think it's the West, with Seattle way outperforming what I thought they would be, but they're playing and they're showing some consistency. The Rams and San Francisco. So looking at the bottom third of the teams that are just on the outside looking in, Carolina trying to figure out if they're for real or not. They're at 4-4 right now. Pittsburgh, 4-3. Chicago, 4-3. They kind of all feel like they're
similar.
Similar.
Yep.
Also similar teams. San Francisco and the Chargers.
Yes.
Both 5-3. And the Chargers have been brutalized by injuries.
And both of them have.
Yeah. And so they're just trying to really figure things out, hold things together. Hopefully some guys come back and they can get some good performances. But both of them in those tough divisions that I just talked about. The teams just on the outside looking in and could make moves as recently as this coming week, depending on what happens in the top six. You've got Seattle at 5-2, Tampa Bay at 6-2, Green Bay, 5-1-1, ha, tie. Denver, 6-2, New England, 6-2. New England may be the biggest surprise to me this year.
Well, Drake May has taken such a big leap.
Yeah,
wait,
asked the question the other day.
Is he a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, and I said, of course he is.
Yeah.
And I think...
Oh, he's cementing it every week.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You don't have the Packers in the power surge.
No, I don't. I didn't have him in last week, and I don't have him in this week.
5-1-1.
Right.
Still not in.
Still not in. No. Okay. And so, number six, I've got the Rams. Their best wins are over the Colts and the Ravens. Their two losses are Eagles and Niners. They average about 25 points a game. And defensively, they're actually playing pretty good, too. I think they're top five in defensive points allowed per game, right around 19. And this week, they play the Saints. So not going to learn a lot about them this week. Buffalo is at number five. Buffalo's 5-2. Their best win is against the Ravens. And other than that, okay, they don't have a really good win. Patriots and Falcons are their two losses. And they've got Kansas City. They're hosting Kansas City. And I kind of commandeered the Greg Pomp game of the week. This is the power surge game of the week because it's Kansas City and Buffalo. And that also brings us to number four, which is actually Kansas City. They are 5-3 Their best wins are Baltimore, and we know Detroit. Their three losses, the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That one kind of still sticks. And I know that was before Rashee Rice was back. They're obviously at the Bills this week. Philly is at number three. And I don't know that I think as highly of them as Tom does, but
Mr. Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Mr.
Philadelphia, yeah. They're 6-2. They've got three really good wins, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Bucks. Their two losses, the Broncos and the Giants, they're at Green Bay after their bye. And so we won't know, obviously, much about them this week, but I don't think they'll move around very much. Kansas City, I jumped around there. Kansas City is at four. Baltimore, Detroit, they play at the Bills. I started talking about Philly. They're at number three. Chiefs, Rams, Bucks is their three best wins. They've got the bye and then Green Bay. All right, their two losses, Broncos and Giants. The Giants one is it's tough to get over. But it's a division opponent.
Look, Philly's starting to wake up offensively. The last 2 weeks, the pass game, and then the run game last week.
And that's the one thing that I think is real. The run game, to utilize Saquon Barkley like he was utilized last year. And I don't think he's not always going to have a 2,000-yard season, but he needs to be a major part of that offense. It's starting to wake up. The offensive line is starting to gel. And it's really only one position. I know they've been a little banged up, but that right guard position, we're talking about the Lions with the two guards. Mm-hmm. Like it's been difficult for them to get one guy to play like they had last year. Number two, the Indianapolis Colts, 7-1. And this one's really tight. I considered moving them up to one, but Detroit didn't play, so it's hard to take a loss in a bye week. So I've got them at 7-1. They're at number two. Their best wins, Broncos, Chargers. Their loss is against the Rams, and that was on the road in L.A. They are a machine offensively. 33.8 points per game. We talk about the Lions' offense, and I mean, the Lions have played better defenses than Indy has played. That's why I still have Indy at number two, but they are, on both sides of the ball, dynamic, and they don't punt the ball very much. Their offense is playing it at a high level. Detroit, I still have at number one. Best wins are against the Rams and the Bucks. Their loss, two losses we all know very well. It was a disaster against Green Bay and then Kansas City. And we know that coming back after the bye week, they've got the Vikings. So I don't know that we'll learn. We won't learn a whole lot about these top teams other than Kansas City and Buffalo because they play each other. Green Bay's on a bye and the Rams are playing the Saints. And obviously Detroit's playing the Vikings and Indy's playing the Steelers. So not great matchups in the top six, but there could be whatever happens to Kansas City and Buffalo. All right, one of those teams could get bumped out, and then you're looking at possibly, Green Bay making that move in, or New England making that move into next week's power surge.
Yeah, Green Bay not a bye this week. They have Carolina, right. But correct. I mean, the touchdown favorite should get that done.
Yeah.
I think you could put Green Bay in over Buffalo right now. And if Buffalo beats Kansas City, then of course you reward the Bills. But right. The Bills don't have, they have one more loss than the Packers do. And the Packers beat the Lions.
They have a half more loss.
Fine. They have a half more loss. And the Packers have a more notable win than any win the Bills have. The Packers beat your number one team, and yet they're not in the power surge.
Yeah, but they also lost to the Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
And they don't play well on the road. So that's part of it. And again, we'll find out more about Buffalo and KC this week, and I'm assuming those are going to be in the picks this week.
Yeah, Kansas we'll have City. Buffalo and Kansas City in the picks this week. Absolutely.
So
spread's like a point and a half, basically a pick 'em. Should be a good one. Feedback. What do we like? What do we not like?
Again, it's the same as last week. The Colts are number one right now. They've earned it. They've been dominant. I'm not going to hold schedules against them and divisions against them because they're dominating. That's the thing. And their one loss is to the Rams, who I think is a good team. My takeaway this week is, who is six?
Right.
Is it the Rams or is it the Packers? And I would put the Packers right now. I was impressed with their win on Sunday night.
Double-digit road win against a team with a winning record.
Bottom line is they have the second best record in football.
They got to be in the top six.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Well,
I kick again, Buffalo out.
Yeah, I mean, you go to their loss and you go to how they've played on the road, and I'm just not ready to say that they've proven enough that they could be a team that wins on the road as well as they can at home.
Well, they just win on the road, right? I mean, that's part of the case is they went, went into Pittsburgh.
So we'll see next week. Maybe they'll find a way into the power surge.
Well, they may, because you have Philly and Buffalo, and someone's going to lose that game. I suppose they could tie.
Well, I've got Kansas City and Buffalo.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah. Kansas City and Buffalo who play. Yeah. Someone's going to lose that game. Mm-hmm. May open the door for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. This is a ticket text Tom rushed in here. Not sure if you guys care, but the Rams have not beaten any NFC team this season. Is that true?
That is fact.
Their five wins are against the AFC South and Baltimore.
Who didn't have Lamar.
Correct.
And that was an ugly ball game, 17-3.
Well, they'll get a chance. They'll get a win against an NFC opponent this week because they're playing the Saints.
You know, that's the first sign. I told you guys before the season, the one thing to look out for is the NFC West owning the AFC South and how it would create probably not true records for teams.
Yeah.
Make it's an happening. Extra win.
Yep. Seattle, yes. San Francisco.
So one of the other reasons why I picked Detroit over Indianapolis is the fact that they've shown that with even through injuries, the depth of this team, I believe, is better than the depth at Indianapolis. Indianapolis hasn't really been hit with any injury or significant injuries to this point. And I do still think that Detroit's schedule, the 5-2 for their schedule, is better than what Indy has at 7-1 with their schedule.
And there's just the Daniel Jones cloud hanging over. And I think because of what Sam Darnold did last year and then what happened in the end,
right?
People are holding that against Daniel Jones. I think Jones is outplaying Darnold by far from last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at the throws that he's making, some of the windows he's throwing into, the deep balls that he's able to complete.
Maybe the Super Bowl this year is going to be Jones versus Saquon for Mike.
Could you imagine?
And the Giants will have the number one pick.
Hey, the game, we're going to learn a lot more about the Colts. I mean, their schedule's favorable. Once we get into the month of November, they're going to go to Kansas City. They're going to play at Arrowhead.
Right, right.
So that's going to be a big credibility spot for them. For anybody who just doesn't buy the record, that'll be a spot for them to remove any doubts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the same. Indianapolis going out there is the same as Indiana going out to Oregon.
Exactly. Who would have thought? Two of the best teams in the nation from the state of Indianapolis. Or the state of Indiana. Yeah. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them
to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.